1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line joining you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Once again, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. And, of course, you can take control of these airwaves. That's the point of the program. You can bring up anything you want. But sometimes we'll bring things up when you aren't. So I think we finally have exhausted our phone calls for the night, Mark. That doesn't mean we won't take
nationally
more.
Syndicated radio program with no telephone calls.
It.
I wonder how many times this really happens to other shows.
They
you
try
just
to cover
don't
it up.
Know it
right.
Because they grandstand, they monologue, they get
right.
up there, blah, 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 blah.
Well,
and how many times are their phones lit up and they're just sitting there yakking away?
They blab. You know, it's funny you talk about that, Mark, because I was just reading a piece in our favorite industry publication, Talkers Magazine.
The only industry today. Publication.
It's my favorite, though. They're
it
great.
Is. It's the only publication. There's lots of stuff online.
But it was written by one of my favorite talk show hosts, Lionel. And Lionel was giving away the secrets of talk radio. He suggested that talk show hosts actually take calls. Because there's so many hosts in this business that will just blah 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 me.
They're professional talk show hosts, and they shouldn't be. You shouldn't be talking on the radio.
Yeah. So it was a pretty entertaining piece where he talks about the benefits of taking phone calls. You actually get to hear different opinions and things like that. And sometimes you get crazy people calling in, which is extra fun. Toll free number here, 800-259-9231. So the TSA is in the news again. Last night we were talking about a story about a mom who was pretty upset about the TSA about ready to, I guess, touch her daughter. I think it was 6 years old or something like that.
I thought it was a 9-year-old, I believe.
It was very young, and she didn't like that very much because she knows what they do. She knows about these extra special searches and feel ups. And so she got a little upset about that, and they ended up arresting her as a result of her not liking the fact that they wanted to molest her daughter. But that's not the end of the TSA-related stories. There's actually one in which they caught someone with explosives, finally. We'll tell you about that here in a little bit. But first, Mark, you've got one where another lady was arrested by the TSA or by agents at the airport. What happened there?
This one's from FoxNews.com. A Colorado woman arrested Thursday after she groped a female TSA agent at Sky Harbor International Airport in Phoenix. MyFoxPhoenix.com reports Yukari Mihami, 61, reportedly grabbed the left breast of a TSA agent at a checkpoint. Then she reportedly squeezed and twisted the agent's breast with both hands. Phoenix police tell the website that Mahami admitted to the crime, but they did not know why she groped the female agent.
Isn't it obvious?
It seems like it. It would seem that she was probably upset with her being groped.
Here's a taste of your own medicine.
Yeah.
That's what it's about, seems to me. She's been charged with what? Assault?
She's been released on her own recognizance. It doesn't say. She was just, you know, charged. Now faces felony count. Oh, sexual abuse. Excuse me. Sexual abuse.
Wow.
It's the last line here. I read this through three times, and I didn't remember that.
So for grabbing her breast, that's sexual abuse?
But when they grab your breast, it's not.
Well, the suggestion is that
I'm going to touch you in the crotch area with the back of my hand. If I go up and do this to somebody on the street, it is sexual abuse.
Is it sexual abuse if I, you know, you ever have an Indian burn, Mark, when you were in school?
Yeah, I'm
where
familiar with
somebody
that.
Grabs your forearm and kind of twists different directions with their hands and makes your skin burn pretty bad.
Yeah, it hurts.
Is that sexual abuse?
No.
Well, why is this sexual abuse? You just grabbed someone's breast and twisted it. Oh, I know. It's because a lot of Americans think that the breasts are a sex organ.
Well, I'm sure glad you brought that part of it up. What difference does it make?
They're not. They're not sex organs. They're not designed for reproduction.
I think that the most relevant part here is that this is unfair. That in this nation, it was supposed to be a nation of sovereigns, of little kings of their own castles. And the idea that one of the government's agents can do unto you as you may not do unto them is ludicrous. If a cop asks you for your license, shouldn't you be able to ask them for theirs too? I mean, for God's sake, if they're chasing you down on the road, going faster than the speed limit, with their little lights flashing, you as a citizen deserve to know that that person is licensed.
I don't have a problem asking for the same information a cop asks for me.
I think we all should. I think that anybody from the government should have to deal with the same things that we have to deal with.
Let's continue here with you and your thoughts. In fact, I spaced out. Michael is still with us listening in Norfolk, Virginia to WNIS. Michael, go ahead with your thoughts. What was it, okay. What was it you were saying before the news break?
Oh, I had mentioned about the James River Journal guy introducing his comments by thanking you for the inspiration that caused him to make a beginning, which in a period of 14 months resulted in the James River Journal. And I
wow,
just
I mean, if
mention,
that's what he said, then that's great to know. You're talking about a guy who called earlier in the show for our listeners that weren't tuned in at that time. He was talking about his online publication, which he created so people could have a voice outside of the typical mainstream newspaper or television station. And he's had a lot of success with it, and I think that's great news, and I think it's an indicator of what's, you know, things to come, a more decentralized sort of a form of news reporting than what we've what has gone before.
Exactly, and I think your own modesty probably caused you not to hear the credit that he gave you.
Maybe.
But I think we need to underscore a principle here, the principle of the value of what you're doing and how we can expand or increase its value. What I would like to hear more of, and I'm not suggesting any particular way as to how you might go about doing this, but what I don't hear in talk radio is enough points of view being offered or enough opportunity to people who have the point of view of wanting to know how to create a more unified world, one unified enough where we can actually get rid of these dangerous nuclear weapons and the continuous proliferation of them.
Yeah. Now, oh, boy, I sure would love to do that. Thank you for the call tonight, Michael. I appreciate hearing from you. As far as getting rid of nuclear weapons, Mark.
Yeah, I find I believe that people have the right to be armed. I think that this is it creates a more respectful, safer world. However, I consider nuclear weapons to be a threat against your neighbor. You can't harm a perpetrator solely with a nuclear weapon because it is so very destructive. You have to destroy a city, and there's no way a city is guilty. So, I consider nuclear weapons to be threats upon one's neighbor, just the very possession of them, and so therefore they are they're a crime, the possession of them. I don't know how to undo it. I mean, this is a real conundrum.
How do you undo the government? I mean, that's
how do you undo
question.
Thought? Because nuclear weapons have been thought of.
Yeah, they're not going away.
They're not
going
to go away. So,
but you, thankfully, no one has used them in a long time. That's a good thing.
Yep.
I think hopefully a lot of people learned that this it's a horrible thing to do and would be less than likely to do it on into the future. But all that said, in order to dismantle the constant armaments that are created, because it's not just nuclear weapons that are a danger to the world. There's all kinds of dangerous things that governments have developed or have had developed in this race, this arms race that has been going on for, well, the entirety of my life and beyond that. So the only way to change that would be to somehow change the overall mindset of the human race. And I think Michael was kind of I guess he was alluding to that, with people coming together rather than trying to fight with one another constantly, trying to shift from a position of being war and conflict-oriented to being peaceful and, I guess, not so conflict-oriented,
mm-hmm.
Erasing these dividing lines, these imaginary structures that have been created to set people apart from one another. You had touched on something before the show, Mark, that you'd wanted to talk about. Maybe this kind of ties in. Is somebody on a certain plot of land, let's call it the United States, is somebody on a certain plot of land better than another human being on another plot of land around the world because they were born on a different plot of land under a different set of rulers and a different set of laws?
I can tell you that when I hear the news and I hear, plane crashes in Suriname, I think, whatever. And then I hear, and no Americans were on board. A little guy in my mind goes, phew, because I care more about
really?
Americans that I do Surinamians.
You really
or wherever.
Still feel that way?
It's down deep in, you're inculcated with this stuff.
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Professor Burke here from the University of Farmers. One of the most popular clubs here is the Farmers Shop Quartet. They're an a cappella group famous for their insurance ballads. Anyway, each singer is good, but when their voices work together, wow. It's kind of like combining your auto, home, and life policies. Combine them and you save money while also getting great coverage. I wonder if the quartet would write a song about that.
Get in touch with a highly trained Farmers agent at Farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website. We've got the mobile site. Perhaps you have a smartphone and would like to access Free Talk Live whilst on the road.
And at the same time?
And you don't have a local radio station to which you can tune, you can go to m.freetalklive.com and get quick access to our live streams as well as the podcast. So go to m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com.
If you've been listening to talk radio at all, and maybe regular radio, and certainly cable TV, you've heard ads for gold, and probably maybe a few for silver, mostly for gold. But I'm a big fan of silver right now. I think it's positioned to move even higher than gold. That's just my personal opinion. I am not an expert on the exchanging of commodities, but I do recommend that you have some gold and silver. Many experts do. They're just continuing to print money up there at the Federal Reserve. They're not going to stop. That means commodities are going to continue to go up, and really, gold and silver are some of the few commodities you can possess in your hand. They're not just pieces of paper that suggest that you might have possession of something. You really do. You can go to gold.freetalklive.com and check out some hand-picked gold pieces there where you can price comparison. This is important when you're acquiring investments, is to buy low. Price compare all the gold and silver that you might be able to, that you might run across. Not only can you price compare there, get some of the best rates, we believe, on the internet at gold.freetalklive.com, but you can also support Free Talk Live by purchasing there. We get a percentage from gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we continue talking about the idea, thanks to our last caller for bringing this one up, the idea of getting rid of nuclear weapons. How does that come about? How do we as humans regress? I mean, I guess it's not really regress.
I don't think you can.
It's evolved past the idea of needing these weapons.
Yeah.
And I think that the way that you do it is you have to, if you want something to change in the real world, you have to change your mind first. And in order to get rid of something horrible like nuclear weapons, we have to get rid of this fear, and that comes back around to something we were talking about earlier, fear that people just have inherently because they've been told stories. All those Muslims are out to kill you, or they're the dirty Japs, or, you fill in the blank of the evil boogeyman around the world, the drug dealers.
The Hun.
Right. And so people are afraid, and as long as they're afraid of those other people on that other plot of land over there, then they will always have in their mind the idea of that we're separate. We're
cornered
different.
Animals are the ones that you're scared of, and essentially scared people are the dangerous ones.
Right.
The people that want to attack other nations and things like that, when you dig down, and it doesn't usually take very far by digging, I mean just sweeping a little dust off the top, you find out that it's all based on, I'm scared of those people. They've never met those people. They don't know those people. All they've ever been done is fed things by the media and by the government about these people, and there they go.
So if people could, and I don't see this happening anytime in the near future, but if people could, or when people finally, because it's like I like to talk about this as though it will happen someday. There have been a lot of big changes that have happened toward more freedom and safety over the years, but if people could release the idea of borders from their minds, then the idea of borders will be released from reality as well.
I don't think you can get rid of borders. You mean like land borders?
Borders. Not private property, but national borders.
I think it's a very dangerous statement if you don't qualify it. I understand what you mean, but I've worked with you for a decade now, and I know you're special kind of nuts. But that says to people is, I'm a socialist, and I want Chinese people and Russians to control politics on the planet, because that's what it, because you didn't say, I want to get rid of large coercive governments, which then result in getting rid of borders. You say you want to get rid of borders.
Well, no,
that
Mark,
makes
I was
you
talking about
essentially an internationalist communist.
Well, I'm glad you gave me the opportunity to clarify what I'm saying, because I'm not a communist. I believe in individual liberty. But in order to get rid of weapons, you have to be able to get rid of the idea of separation between human beings, and that is what we're a long way away from. Governments encourage people to think that they're different, that they're somehow better, we've got national pride. We were born here on this plot of land, and so therefore we're better than the rest of those folks, because look how poor they are, and we're better than them, et cetera, and so on. And I agree with you, Mark. The idea ultimately is to get rid of governments. But again, in order to get rid of governments, you have to change your mind about what a government
once
is.
Once again, you're just trotting out terms that confuse the heck out of people. If a government is an agency that protects somebody, I want that agency.
A government is a group of men and women.
If a government is an agency in a given landmass, they draw a circle around themselves or some shape around themselves and then say, we're the only ones who are allowed to use violence and we can use violence with impunity.
That's what a government
is. If that's what you mean by a government, yeah. Then I agree with you. I think that I think the government needs to evolve into a new thing. And I think that the way that that evolution has occurred in areas where, say, religion and things like that throughout the ages has been competition.
But you have to get rid of the idea that the current state of government is acceptable, that the idea of having a group of men and women that can wield arbitrary power
everybody
over other human
beings.
Everybody
thinks they're liars. When you look at Congress's acceptability rating,
but they don't know what to do about it,
right.
And they believe that they're stuck with it, and they believe that there's nothing else that they can do. And at the same time, they still also believe in this myth that somehow there's this American exceptionalism. That we're better than the rest of the world. And until they get rid of that, until people get rid of that and they can look at other people, regardless of what their physical location, as other human beings who have feelings and who have families and who have responsibilities and are just like you, until that can happen, the idea of borders will never be removed. And as long as borders exist, as long as these divides in our mind exist between human beings, the desire to bomb, the desire to kill will still be there. And until those things can go away, nuclear weapons are going to be with us. That was it's a lengthy answer to the question of how to get rid of nuclear weapons.
I have an answer. My answer is the history of warfare is, in my opinion, best seen as the history of the shield. If you can look at the way mostly people want to be protected from. They don't want to be striking at.
And again, based on fear. All of it is based on fear.
Sure, but they want protection. And technology can provide us, I believe technology can provide us with protection against nuclear weapons. I don't know if it's force fields or whatever it is, but technology will.
It's likely that technology would be possible
right.
In the absence of the government monopoly if we actually had real competition in the area of protection. Let's go to Aaron listening to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk in Oklahoma. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live.
Aaron? Gentlemen, it's a pleasure to speak to you.
Go ahead, sir. What's on your mind?
I'm going to disagree just slightly with most wars based on fear. Most wars based on greed. It's because they want something that someone else has.
You mean the politician?
Yeah, you're right. Let me requalify. In what you're saying is correct. The old men in Washington or whatever center of governance existed. They have their own plan. They use fear as a catalyst to get the people behind them.
That's
go
true.
Ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. They use fear to manipulate the masses because, well, most of the people are too busy living their own lives to actually pay attention to what the politicians are doing. Which annoys me greatly.
I'll tell you what, if you've got another point you want to make, stick with us. We'll bring
you
back here.
800-259-9231.
More with Aaron in Oklahoma. Your thoughts, welcome as well. It's my understanding Cobra Commander is on hold, so we'll check in with him.
He is running for president this year.
Yeah, we're going to check in with him on his thoughts about war. I'm sure Cobra Commander has some interesting ideas there, so hopefully he'll stick with us. More coming up. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Hensler for HardcoreChristianity.com. the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America failed to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Visit our website, link to our new internet radio, broadcasting 24/7 all of Michael's teachings, and going live for seminars and deliverance services. Check our schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The live Saturday edition of the program, 800-259-9231. And it's brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website. We've got a webcam. You can go watch and interact because there's a chat room built into the same page. Go to cam.freetalklive.com, and you'll be able to do all that stuff there and do it for free. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. Just go to the grocery store. You know that at some point a new currency will take over. Well, wouldn't you like to be on the ground floor of that currency? That currency could be bitcoins. Bitcoins are a decentralized, anonymous, internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value has been trending upward with time. You can find out more. Visit weusecoins.org. There's a little video there for you to watch and some interactive stuff on the website. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a couple of months when bitcoins are worth more because you didn't get in now. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are trending upward. Weusecoins.org.
All right, let's continue here. I think Aaron is still with us, listening to XM's Extreme Talk in Oklahoma. Aaron, are you still there? Aaron in Oklahoma, going once. Maybe we lost him. Aaron in Oklahoma, going twice. All right, well, we were talking about getting rid of nuclear weapons and other such things, and I think people have to change their minds and be less afraid. Don't listen to the politicians when they tell you things, when they give you excuses to go to war.
Sort of presciently brought up that we said that war is caused by fear, and you know he said that it's caused by basically politicians wanting things. And I think
he is correct
both
about
of these,
that.
Well, it's both of these things, right? Like the politicians have to use wars couldn't be fought. Politicians don't fight wars on their own. They send you and me out to do it, and the only way they can is if we're scared of the other guy.
Right. A politician's not going to be very successful at promoting a war if all he's got behind him is, I'd really like to take that piece of land.
I would love politicians to fight, the way you hear about, the old-style warriors fighting. Get Achilles out there. Get Barack Obama to fight. Who's he want to kill off? The head of the Taliban right now at the largest soccer field in Turkey, where everybody can see pay-per-view with
switchblades,
with 14-inch kitchen knives and small shields. Now that's something worth seeing.
That's entertainment. I would pay good money to see.
Absolutely.
Not that I support violence, but
this was and the reason what brought this up to some extent was this last 6 months was the most dangerous for civilians in the country in Afghanistan. And I know everybody who just heard this said, "So what?" Well, our soldiers, everybody seems to care about our soldiers dying, but those guys signed up to fight and die. The civilians didn't sign up for this crap.
Let's go to Cobra Commander calling from his secret lair. Cobra Commander, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Mark. Hello, Ian.
Hey.
Cobra Commander, what do you think about innocent civilians dying?
I think it's a terrible thing.
What do you mean?
Really?
I thought Cobra was all about innocent.
I teach very good control to my vipers. They only attack other aggressive enemies.
Oh, really?
You're not the worst terrorist out there, then, I must say. I mean, you certainly are a cut above the average government. So, I mean, what do you think about this idea, Cobra Commander, of getting rid of nuclear weapons? Do you agree?
Well, you don't have to worry about that. I have already taken care of it.
Really?
Secretly stolen every nuclear warhead and replaced it with a warhead filled with kittens.
You are really going for my vote this year, aren't you?
Cobra Commander, you could get mine. It really depends on what do you intend to do with these what nuclear weapons you've stolen.
Well, that's a secret now, isn't it?
Well, I mean, if they've only got kittens inside them, Mark, it doesn't really matter.
No, he's stolen the other ones and filled.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, crap.
He's taking the warheads, which, now did you get some ICBMs? Because you have to have something to deliver these warheads with, right?
No, Mark, I just took the warheads themselves. I've got my own delivery device, if you will.
I will. What is it?
Pigeons.
Pigeons. Nuclear pigeons. I see. What's the plan here? I mean, you don't hear about nuclear devices being delivered by pigeons every day.
Yes, but there is a lot of pigeons in the world, so there's no way they can stop all the pigeons.
Well, I say, somebody has to put these pigeons to work, and maybe that's going to be you.
Lazy, lazy pigeons.
Now, I know you weren't calling to answer our questions tonight, Cobra Commander, but you've been very generous with your time. So I know you're a busy guy. You've got terrorism to take care of around the world.
World to take over.
So tell me, what was it you were calling about tonight?
Well, I would like to mention one more thing about the warheads that I filled with kittens.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I did it a couple of years ago, so if anybody launches one, it'll probably just be a bunch of kitten skeletons going about.
Well, it could be full-grown cats, too.
Possibly, but they don't have anything to eat, and I don't believe anybody's been giving them water.
How many kittens, though? I mean, like, the strong kitten could have continued to survive. If there were two strong cats, then there's
Oh, there was purposes. Usually above 30. Is that how many I could fit in there? There's different size warheads. I could fit different amounts of kittens in.
All right, so go on, sir. What were you calling about tonight?
Oh, yes. I've thought of a new plan to get rid of my political enemies.
Really?
Yes, I have a crack team of vipers right now.
What are vipers, just for the folks that don't know?
Vipers are my henchmen. Anybody who works for me is a viper.
Gotcha. Got it.
They have different titles, like there's like the Cyber Vipers, they're my computer guys, and there's the Mop Vipers, which are my janitor services.
Does it upset you?
Do they all have to wear the face mask thing that Cobra wears?
Yes, they have different colors depending on what their job is.
Does it get uncomfortable to wear a face mask all day long like that?
I don't hear any complaints.
I bet you don't.
So, does it bother you at all that the U.S. government is, they've got a team called the Viper Squad that goes around and, they set up TSA checkpoints at the train stations and bus stations in the country. Does that bother you?
Well, the thing about the government's Viper team is it's spelled wrong. It's they don't have an E in it, I think. Probably has something to do with the government education.
Yep, that's right.
Only the government can misspell a five-letter word like viper.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you, so go ahead. Tell us more of your plans. What's coming up? What's coming next for Cobra
Commander? Running for president?
Yeah, you are running in 2012. Yes.
Yes, but that's where my plan comes in. Anybody who is running against me will soon have a picture released on the internet of them with their Johnson out.
Well, what about Michelle Bachmann?
Yeah, she will have a Johnson out too. Yeah.
So wait, your Viper team is going to somehow accomplish this task? I mean, because somebody like Ron Paul, it's likely he hasn't taken any sexting photos.
Well, I've got a crack team of Photoshoppers.
Uh-huh. Well, now that you've given it up on the air, I mean, don't you think people are going to figure it out? I mean, if some people listen to the show, it's not the most widely listened to, but somebody's going to hear you talk about this, and then if a picture of Ron Paul comes out with his penis hanging out of his pants, then they might know that it's been faked by your team.
Yes, but all I'll have to say is that you guys are 9/11 truthers or something, and nobody will believe you anyway.
That much is true. Yeah, once you say something like that, you're just disqualified entirely.
So what's next for the campaign? I mean, what are you focusing on right now?
Well, right now I'm focusing mostly on Johnsons.
You do have to get the right Johnson to match it up with the, you know,
yes,
the right
person. Yes, you have to have the right color. And
the lighting is very important when you're doing these fake sexy pictures.
Do you think, you guys have interviewed Ron Paul before. I was wondering if, do you think he would have a Prince Albert?
I'm stunned.
Oh, God. Now we have to explain what a Prince Albert
is. No!
Thank you, Cobra Commander.
Go on the internet and search it on Google Images.
Oh, my. A Prince Albert.
A Prince Albert is a piercing.
No, it's more than that. It's more than a piercing.
Doesn't it go through the urethra?
Yeah.
And
it's like
through the glands?
No, that's a prince's wand. I was thinking about the prince's wand. There's one where they actually stick a rod up the urethra of the penis. That's the prince's wand. So you're right. The Prince Albert is just like a regular piercing, isn't it?
I think that the Prince Albert goes through the urethra and up through the top of the glands.
Right. Wow.
Yeah, it's a bad idea, folks. Never do things like this.
Yeah, I don't think that I would have to answer his question. I don't think Ron Paul's into that.
No. I mean, the guy won't even ride on an elevator with another woman besides his wife. So
but the visual, on the other hand, is something to think about. 1-800-259-9231. I can't say that I've ever thought of that one before.
You'd think that a Prince Albert would be a piercing in the can, wouldn't it? Wouldn't you? Prince Albert's kind of associated with
tobacco,
cans.
Right?
Yeah.
It's the other Prince Albert, Mark. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, and if you want to be disturbed, go and look up the Prince's wand.
It does not go through the glands. It goes through the bottom.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for your thoughts if you are on the line right now. If you're not, well, don't worry. We do this thing 7 nights a week. So you can join us any old time you want to at freetalklive.com. As long as it's between 7 and 10 Eastern in the evening. Otherwise, you'll hear a rerun of the most recent show on our streams. Again, freetalklive.com. And Mark, you're heading up the new Sunday edition of Free Talk Live.
That's correct.
You're going to be back in the studio because you had a prior engagement last week. You couldn't make it in for that.
Yeah, I had to MC a New Hampshire Liberty Alliance dinner.
Great.
But, the live Sunday edition, there are very few radio shows out there providing you with live Sunday content. We're doing it. And since it's just me, no Ian, half the crazy.
Are you suggesting you're crazy?
I wish I would have come up with a better way to phrase that. None of the crazy.
Oh, there you go. Less crazy. Significantly
far
less.
Far less crazy. Everybody's crazy a little, right?
Okay, I got you. Let's continue
you
here
a lot
with your calls. Because, it's crazy to believe in personal freedom and liberty for everybody. That's so crazy. Continuing with your thoughts, your calls, and we go to Saint listening in Charlottesville to WCHV in Virginia. Hello, Saint.
How you doing, gentlemen? First thing, you got to bring Cobra Commander back as a regular guest. That was wonderful.
He's great, isn't he? And the best thing about Cobra Commander as a caller, as a kind of a character caller, is that he can answer any question. That's really what separates the good crank calls from the bad ones, and that is the ability to improvise, off the cuff, just take any question. We didn't set that up.
Right.
Still don't know who it is.
The difference between Cobra Commander and some 17-year-old billhole out there that
you guys suck.
Yeah, that says boobs or whatever he says. There's nothing to it. I mean, really, you waited 20 minutes to get on a nationally syndicated radio program
so
you could say the F-bomb and get dropped?
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of silly. I agree.
Silly.
But the thing I wanted to bring up was last week you were talking about drugs and drug regulation.
Yes, sir.
Me personally, I agree with the idea of legalizing marijuana and that sort of thing. However, I do have a problem with the hypocrisy being shown as it comes to alcohol and especially nicotine. I mean, cigarette smokers, which I am one, I've tried to quit, but there's part of the hypocrisy right there. If you're addicted to cocaine, you can get help federally, legally, no money required. Alcohol, same thing, all across the board. But we have a brand new N-word in this country, N-I-C-C-E-R-S.
Knickers?
Exactly. We're nicotine addicts. We're viewed as second-class citizens. We're looked down upon as trash.
Indeed.
And I think of it like this. The financial aspect of it, yes, they're making a buttload of money off of us. That's the problem. They won't give us the help that they give everybody else.
Well, you don't need much help. I mean, we've got an advertiser on the show called Vaporsmiths.com. For $69, they will send you their new e-cigarette where you'd have... The claim is it's 22,000 times healthier than smoking a cigarette. It'll deliver you the nicotine you want. But, I mean, most folks that smoke cigarettes can scrape together the $69.
Yeah, and I have no problem with that sort of thing. But I'm referring to the whole concept of us being, us being banned in different... I mean, you've heard about the new ideas they have for the cigarette packs of putting pictures of diseased lungs.
It ain't going to get any better, sadly. I mean, America, the world is going... America is going in the direction of trying to ban cigarette smoking everywhere.
Same. Your analysis is spot on.
It's correct.
Cigarette smokers are second... They are looked at as a second class. They are looked down upon. But it's not just cigarette smokers. It turns out it's about nicotine users.
Nicotine use in general.
Right. Because originally the claim was... And this has been coming out more since the advent of the e-cigarette, but the original excuse by the smoking banners, the smoking Nazis, was essentially that, well, it's smoke, and so it's dangerous. Well, okay, now you've got the e-cigarette where there is no smoke involved. It's vapor. It's completely harmless. It doesn't have the same stink. I'm not going to say it's completely harmless, but in comparison, it's a lot better.
You cannot say it's completely harmless.
It sure feels better when you're taking it into your lungs. It sure feels better. Anyway, so my point being that there are certain people, like in San Francisco, for instance, that are in positions of power that would like to ban the use of the e-cigarette from indoor locations.
Because it looks too much like smoking.
Right, because...
Which is ridiculous.
Because, yep, it is. Because, not because it smells, it doesn't. You
no
can't
good
even
reason.
Tell. You can't, if you're 3 feet away from a vapor user, you can't even tell that vapor's being used, for the most part. But the reason they're doing it is because they think you are lesser. They think that that it's bad to have somebody using a drug in public, and we need to put these people that are using nicotine behind closed doors.
Well, they let people use caffeine in public all the time.
Exactly, and that's where it came. That's where my idea for the word "nicker" came about, is because we are being the whole concept of separate but equal.
Mm-hmm.
In the old days, they had the separate but equal water fountains,
yep.
Et cetera, et cetera. We nicotine users are the new N-word.
You're absolutely right. I think that's a brilliant little play on terms. And thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. As we continue, I think we've got, is it Solomon on the line here? Solomon listening in Mobile to WAVH. Hey, Solomon.
Yeah, hey, listen, I'm sitting down here in South Alabama, and I'm listening to you. I'm a little bit disappointed in what I'm hearing.
What do you mean?
Well, I've been kind of libertarian or that mindset for a lot of years, and I'm not necessarily thinking that you match my meaning of, let's go along and get along.
Okay, tell me about it.
Well, I'd listened to you talk with this this gentleman caller earlier, and he was talking about what I think is a legitimate issue is the sexuality of different public officials, and you gave them short shift, and then you went on and you was talking about my
friend
Ron.
Pretty sure that guy over a break, but anyway, go ahead.
Well, yeah, but
we didn't agree with him. Well,
you ridiculed him. You ridiculed him.
Yeah, I think it's silly. I think it's silly nonsense to be following the sex lives of politicians. The same as I think it's silly to follow the sex lives of Hollywood stars. Gosh, don't you have anything more important to focus on?
Well, let's discuss the caller that followed, which was somebody moaning on about maybe Ron Paul, who I'm a fan of. Maybe he had a penis piercing or some kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Now, why was the one appropriate?
and the other not appropriate.
I'd say the one, the issue is entertainment. Like, first and primarily,
okay.
Free talk live.
We got the entertainment, and I think you'd legitimately confess to it.
Right. Cobra Commander isn't a real person. He's a character based on the G.I. Joe cartoon character, Cobra Commander. He was calling essentially with a joke, and it was funny. Whereas the guy who called initially about the sex life of some politicians was not joking. He was dead serious about how, you know, how important this was to him, and I ridiculed him for finding that important.
Why is it that you would ridicule him? I mean, listen.
I'm pretty sure I explained myself.
I guess I have priorities. My bigger question is this. What's
people
going to
do? It's, you know, what if people... wondering about you, man.
What do you mean by that?
You know, how is the media affecting the delivery of our news? And
it's
what
not.
Are you doing?
The media isn't in control of the delivery of your news anymore. You can get news however you want it online.
Maybe
I don't understand your question about what are people wondering about me. What is that supposed to mean?
How do I know for sure that you are not being paid directly by George Soros?
Got it.
Well, I mean, it's great. I mean,
can I give somebody my address?
Thanks,
I'd love one of these big checks, please. I mean, you know, we're in here talking about the elimination, the absolute elimination of coercive governments. You think George Soros is paying us off?
Well, you have asked me an argumentative question. Where's the money, and how can I mean, my question is straightforward. How can I be assured?
You can't.
Well,
you can't.
Okay. That's
you're just going to have to trust me.
Right. You're just going to have to assume that a guy that's advocating for the dissolution of monopolistic government forms of government on the entire planet is not working for a person who wants a monopolistic form of government on the planet. I mean, yeah. It stands to reason.
Are you still there? Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, let's go quickly to Chuck, listening in Charleston to WVTS. Hello, Chuck.
Hello. My issue tonight was concerning the borders.
Chuck, I'm sorry to say you've got like 30 seconds. Go quick.
Okay, you are advocating the dissolution of national borders and stuff, but yet most people would still say, my yard is my yard, and I have the right to keep people off.
That's true.
Yeah,
well,
both are just like...
No, property lines are not the same as national borders unless you believe that the government owns you and all your property.
I wish we had more time to talk to you about it, so call us you know, tomorrow night for the Sunday show and talk to Mark, or call us Monday night, and I'll be here then.
Yep,
or whatever.
7 to 10 tomorrow.
Yep, we're doing this
Love
all the
to
time.
Talk to you.
See you then online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a super weekend.
Andro Kills Ants presents The Household and Requiem.
If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Walmart near you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kid should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice, and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.